awesome to see people in the pews, and I'm sure you're smiling. Most of you, some of you. Again, today we're going to continue talking about prayer. We've been talking about prayer the last few weeks. Next week I'm actually going to transition into something else, but we still need to be in prayer. But today I'm going to focus more on a prayer of supplication, actually asking God for things, asking God for stuff. We started out this series on how to pray, and then we talked about how important prayer is in our daily life, and we've talked about when to pray. And again, this morning we're going to talk about supplication or petitions. Many of you may be familiar with an acronym that's often used when you think about prayer and you think about your prayer life, when you think about how to pray and what to pray for. And that acronym is ACTS, A-C-T-S. And the A stands for adoration. The C stands for confession. The T is for thanksgiving. And the S is for supplication. Again, the A is adoration. The C is confession. The T is thanksgiving. And the S is supplication. Again, we've spent most of our time in this series on adoration, confession, and thanksgiving. And those are the things that are first in the acronym. So those are the things, when we pray, those are the things we should do first. But we should also tell God our needs. We should also petition God to take care of us. And again, this is supplication. Supplication comes from a Latin word, which is supplicare. And it means to plead humbly. So it's when we plead our concerns to God, before God. You see, it's actually asking God for things. Not necessarily material things. It could be relief, it could be healing, it could be anything that we ask God for is considered a supplication. In Matthew 6:11, when Jesus is teaching His disciples to pray, He asks for His daily bread. He asks for God to provide His daily bread. So I'm going to refer back to that prayer that Jesus taught His disciples some, but the main scripture this morning is going to come from Psalms. It's going to be Psalm 86. And I want to read it now. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me. O Lord, for do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who care on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name, for you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your ways, O Lord, that I may walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the insolent rise up against me. A band of ruffians seek my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God of mercy and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your serving girl. Show me a sign of your favor, and that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, helped me and comforted me. And this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, we just come to you humbly this morning, Lord, just to give you thanks, Lord. Thank you for this church. Thank you for this community, Lord. And thank you for the opportunity to be here this morning. Lord, thank you for your word. Lord, thank you for being a God who hears our prayers. Lord, I just pray that everything we do here today honors and glorifies you. Lord, I pray that your words flow through me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Again, this morning we're going to talk about supplication. And I want to have a couple of guiding questions. I want to ask you early on in the sermon and then at the end of the sermon too. And the first one is, God wants us to be a house of prayer. God wants us to have houses of prayer. So the first question I want to ask, is your house a house of prayer? Is your home a house of prayer? And also, is our church a house of prayer? Is our church a house of prayer? So as we go through the points that we're going to make about David's 86th Psalm, I want to think about those questions. Again, a house of prayer. You see, because prayer, I told you earlier on in this series that prayer is more than just gimme, gimme, gimme. It's more than God fix this. We go to God for many different reasons, and it's great to ask God for our need, for what we need. He wants us to. But we also need to remember the first three parts of the acronym. We need to adore Him. We need to confess, and we need to be thankful. Even before He answers our prayers, we need to be thankful. Because some of the prayers we're praying, He's already answered. He's already got them in the works. We just haven't been able to see it yet. So I want to think about that as we go on too. But a house of prayer. You see, God called His church and His people to pray. To pray daily. You see, prayer works. God works our prayers. He's answering our prayers every day. In order to see Him answering prayers, in order for Him to do it, we have to ask Him for things occasionally. When I say occasionally, I ask Him for things every day. Sometimes the things I ask Him for are really selfish. And He understands I'm human. It's okay to take your cares to God, even if they sound selfish. God loves you. He loves you more than... And He wants to supply your needs. But prayer is conversing the Word. It can be reading Scripture. It can be praying His Word. It can be praying this Psalm. And sometimes it's just simply listening. It's simply reading and listening. But again, when we have needs, we need to take them before God as well. But we need to ask God for forgiveness, and we also need to forgive others. Sometimes that's hard. I'm not good at it. I'll be honest with you. I'm good at asking for forgiveness, but sometimes I'm not good at forgiving. I'm trying to get better. But to truly forgive somebody is a tough deal. It really is. I pray every day that the Lord will help me with that. I love everybody. But I love everybody and I want everybody to do well, but sometimes when you're hurt, it's hard to put that behind you. So I pray every day for the strength to do that. That's one of the things I pray for. When we ask for things, there's nothing wrong with going back to praise and adoration too. When we ask for things that we need, it may be physical things, it may be spiritual things, like in my life, I need to pray more, I need to be more in His Word, I need to forgive more. Some of the things we ask for are spiritual things. We should ask for spiritual things. We need to be, when we're praying, our goal should be to become more like Christ. That's what we need to be praying for. So our everyday walk with God needs to include prayer. I get in routines. In the last couple of years, I've kind of lost my routine as far as my prayer and devotion life, because I used to pray and read Scripture every morning about 10 o'clock. For years, I did it about 10 o'clock in the morning. And there's good reason for that, is I generally have to be at work really early, and for most of my teaching career, my planning period started at 10 o'clock. And that's when I would pray, and that's when I would read scripture, and sometimes I'd walk the hall of school and pray. And the last couple years, my schedule has changed, and so I've lost that time I normally have, and I've got to be devoted to getting back in that time, because I still need to talk to God every day. I still need to ask God for things every day. God still needs to strengthen me, so I need to be more committed to a new time, because I've had to adjust my schedule at school, so I need to be, and I might have to get up earlier in the morning to do it. Again, I pray, I do my devotion every day, but it's not the same time every day, which may be a good thing. I don't know. Maybe that's one of the ways God's trying to grow me, is to get me outside of my comfort zone. But again, we need to have a prayer life. There needs to be some time we are alone with God every day. This prayer of David, the book of Psalm is full of prayers, but it's one of only four Psalms that are actually titled. This is just simply titled a prayer. Psalm 17 is titled a prayer of David. Also, it's called a prayer of Moses, a man of God. And Psalm 102 is a prayer of one afflicted. So again, we know this is a prayer. We know David had some concerns, and David did adore. He did confess. He did ask for, he did offer thanks to God, but he also offered for strength, or he asked for strength. You see, David had his needs, and he had his concerns. You see, we have our needs and our concerns. We need to take those to God. He cried out to God for help. We need to cry out for God for help, to God for help. You know, God knows our needs. He knows our needs. He knows when we're going to pray, what we're going to pray for. But we need to actually voice those to Him. During our prayer time, we need to actually let God know what we need. When we express what we need, when God answers those prayers, when we express those needs, we realize it more. We notice more when prayers are answered. Sometimes, a lot of times people ask me, you know, does God answer every prayer? And God does answer every prayer. Sometimes it's not the answer we want, though. It's not always the answer we want. And I can't explain why we don't always get the answer we want. We just have to trust in God. God is God, and God is God. And we have to trust that He is taking care of us. He answers us. Sometimes He answers the prayer the way we wanted to. You ever had a prayer answered just like you wanted? I have a couple times. Have you ever thought your prayers weren't answered? Or you didn't notice they were answered? They were answered a different way? I've noticed that too. And selfishly, I thought, well, that's not the way I prayed for it. You see, I'm not in management. I'm more in sales. My job is to deliver good news. It's not to tell God what to do. My prayers are not to tell God what to do. My prayers are to get instruction from God. Sometimes we get that wrong. Sometimes God says no. Sometimes God says no. I don't know why. Sometimes He says no. And sometimes we got to wait. Sometimes, again, even before we pray it, He's already working on it. After we pray it, He's still working on it. But we can't see that because we're human. We're not God. He is. So we can't see how He's already working in our lives, and we have to be patient. We have to be patient, but while we're patient, we can still take those needs to God. We can take them over and over. He don't get tired of hearing from us. He don't get tired of hearing our adorations. He don't get tired of us praising Him. He don't get tired of our thankfulness, but He also don't get tired of hearing our needs. He wants to supply our needs. See, David asked for God to be favorable to him. We need to be asking God to be favorable to us as well. You see, God wants us to express our needs. He wants us to cry out to Him because that way we realize where our blessings come from. When we cry out to God and our prayers are answered, our needs are met, we know where they're come from. We've asked God for these things. He's answering us. But again, we still need to do the first three parts of the acronym. We still need to adore. We still need to confess. We still need to give thanksgiving while we're asking for things. Again, this prayer, David is appealing to God. He is appealing to God to relieve him from his affliction, to relieve him, to take care of him while people are coming after him. He's in trouble and he's taking his cares to God. You see, he wasn't afraid to approach God. Even though David was not a perfect man, he was a great leader. He sinned. David sinned. But he still wasn't afraid to approach God. Have you ever sinned? Have you ever had something going on in your life and you didn't really want to go to God? You were afraid to go back to God? Could be in a relationship, a personal relationship. You may have done something wrong with somebody. You don't want to face that person. Sometimes I think when we sin, that's the way we feel about God, but God always welcomes us. Sometimes when we sin, of course, sin separates us from God, and that makes us want to run from God. But when we feel that separation, we need to turn around and run towards Him. We need to ask for forgiveness. We run towards God. That's what David does here, is he approaches God. He trusted God had forgiven him. You see, because God is always ready and willing to forgive. He understands we're not perfect people. David didn't hesitate to cry out to God. Neither should we. You see, David, in that scripture, appealed to God. He asked God for things, but he approached God in who God is. He relied on God's power, not David's power. He relied on God's power. We need to rely on God's power. I am a little bit of a control freak. I like to fix things. If somebody's hurting, I like to make them feel better. If something's broke, I like to fix it. Some things I can't fix. It's hard for me to admit because I like to fix things. If you're hurting, I promise I'll. But I can tell you who can fix them. But I can't fix every need that we have. In my family, I can't stand to see people in pain. I can. A lot of things I can handle, but if somebody I love's hurting, I hurt. I want to fix it. I want to fix it right then. Sometimes having that personality, it's hard to rely on the power of God. The things in my life that I have fixed, it's because of God. It's not because of me. It's not anything in my power. The things that have been fixed in my life, my family's life, the people I've prayed for, it's because of God. It's nothing I can do. I'm a human being. All I can do is take my cares to God and trust in God. But again, our relationship with God needs to be such that no matter what we've done, we can go to Him. We can bow down before Him. Again, we are human beings. Sometimes we do pray selfishly, but it's okay. Pray. I've never heard a bad prayer. I've never heard a bad prayer. Sometimes we don't like to pray out loud. That's okay too. You can pray sitting right where you are. You can pray. You can pray in a car. I commute 35 miles every day. I pray every day. You don't have to close your eyes to pray, thank God. But you can talk to God while you're on the way here. You can talk to God while you're on the way to work. Again, sometimes we voice our prayers out loud. Sometimes it's just to ourselves. It reminds me of a story of a little boy who didn't like to pray out loud. He didn't like to pray out loud at all. And his grandmother one day at Thanksgiving dinner made him pray out loud with the whole family there. Made him pray. Called on me to pray. Pointed him out and said, hey, you're going to pray today. So he bows his head. Everything's quiet. And he said, amen. Grandmother said, I didn't hear you. He looked there and said, well, I wasn't talking to you. Remember, we're talking to God. We're not talking to the people around us. We're talking to God. We can do that at any point. I don't care where you are. You can talk to God. Sometimes we do need to verbalize our prayer. Sometimes we need to scream. Sometimes we need to let things out. That's okay too. But sometimes we just need to be quiet. We can take our cares to God. And it's a lot easier to listen if you are quiet, actually. I've learned that the hard way. So there's many different ways to pray. There's many different ways to take our cares to God. But we should always be thankful. Most of the sermon week before last was just on thanks. We should all, God supplies our needs. God supplies our needs. When we don't ask, we need to be thankful. How many close calls have you had in a car? I did last Sunday when I was on my way. I didn't even tell, but there was a big piece of tire come out. And somebody swerved right in my line, you know. Nothing I did. I'm not that good a driver. And anymore, my mind wanders a little bit. But God took care of me right then. I might have been going too fast. Probably was. I'll tell you, I prayed right after that happened. I gave Him thanks. Again, every prayer, if we expect God to answer our prayers, and I do expect God to answer our prayers, we need to rely on His power, but we also need to give Him thanks. Give Him thanks even before we see the prayer answered. You see, this short prayer of David's a great example of how prayer should be. It's balanced. It's not all about me. He does ask for things, but he also takes the time for confession and adoration and thanksgiving. It wasn't all about David, but he did ask for the things he needed. He delighted in who God is. He recognized who God is. He told God that without Him, he couldn't do anything. He knew who God was. Do we know who God is? When we pray, do we know that God has the power to answer those prayers? And then do we expect those prayers to be answered? Again, our prayer should be part of our relationship with God. Our goal every day should be to become more like Christ every day. We can't do that if we don't seek His wisdom. We can't become more like Him if we don't talk to Him. We can't become more like Him if we don't read His Word. And when we pray in His name. We can't be more like Christ. Our goal is to be more like Christ every day. We can only do that through prayer. I want to remind you of the acronym one more time, ACTS. And the A stands for adoration, the C, confession, the T, thanksgiving, and the S is supplication. A good prayer, again, I've never heard a bad prayer, but a complete prayer should have all of those parts. God said, my house shall become called a house of prayer. Is your house a house of prayer? Is our church a house of prayer? If it's not, we can do something about that. We have the ability to pray, again, no matter where we are, not just in our houses, not just in church. We can pray wherever we are, whether we're driving, whether we're alone, whether we're on a job. There's actually prayer. When I was in public, there's prayer in public school. There really is. People pray. They may not pray out loud, but I prayed every day in public school. I saw kids pray every day. There is prayer there. Sometimes we don't write. It's not the way we would like to do it, but there is prayer there. As long as there's going to be standardized tests, there's going to be prayer. And most of those prayers are from the teachers and the administrators. Some of them may be from the students, so we can pray anywhere. We like to say prayer has been taken out of school in other places. In reality, if we're there, prayer is there. If we're there, prayer is there. Nobody can tell God where He can be. He's God. Nobody can tell me or tell God when I can talk to God. That's up to me. Is your house a house of prayer? Is our church a house of prayer? If it's not, this morning we can make a commitment to change those things. If you see your life and you say, I don't pray enough, which I've never seen anybody that prays enough. Again, the last year or so, my focus has been on my prayer life. I pray more now than I did a year ago. Many, many times more. But guess what? I'm still not praying enough. So there's improvement. We can always spend more time in prayer. But if you want to make that commitment to pray more, to make your house a house of prayer, to make sure our church is a house of prayer, If the only time we're praying is when we're in church, we're missing out on a great, great opportunity to build a wonderful relationship. If you are in the position where that relationship is hurting because you're not talking to God enough, you can change that this morning. I'd love to pray for you. If there's someone here who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and don't know how to pray, I'd love to teach you and to introduce you to that relationship today. Not because of anything I can do, but because of what God has done for us. If that's the position you're in this morning, it's not too late. God's ready to hear our prayers. God's ready for us to go to Him in prayer. Is your house a house of prayer? Is our church a house of prayer? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we do adore You, Lord. You're so mighty, You're so powerful. You give us all our needs. Lord, I confess to You that I don't pray enough. Lord, I need to pray more. If I really have a focus to be more like Jesus every day, my prayer life needs to increase. Lord, I pray that You give me the strength to pray more. I pray that when I have an opportunity, Lord, my mind's not just idle, or I'm not thinking about things I shouldn't be thinking. Lord, I just pray that You give me the strength to pray to You, Lord, that I can take my cares to You. Lord, that I can pray for other people in that time. Lord, thank You for answering our prayers. Thank You for being a God who loves us no matter what we've done. You love us no matter what we've done, Lord. Thank You for answering our prayers. Thank You for the opportunity to repent, Lord, and to run towards You. Lord, I pray for each person here this morning, each person who may be listening from the parking lot, each person who may be watching from home, and the people that may watch later, or the people who couldn't hear this message this morning. I pray for each individual, Lord. I pray for our church. I pray for our community. I pray for our country. Lord, we do need healing. We need healing. We need to be praying. We need to be talking to You. Lord, we need to be getting guidance from You, how You can fix some things, Lord, and how through Your power we can help. Lord, I just pray that You open our hearts, our minds, and we strive every day to be more like You. In Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ's name, amen. Brandon's going to play, and then I will offer a benediction. But if you want to come and use the altar